Where are you at on the Christmas crooners?
My number one is Bing.
Where are you at on Jim Nabors? You know who he is?
Nope.
Jim Nabors was Gomer in Beverly Hillbillies.
Did he have an album?
Yeah, he had a Christmas album.
Was it good?
Well, I don't know. That's what I'm asking. Is that kind of music good? Are those types of Christmas songs good? Do you like to listen to like Bing Crosby, White Christmas? Do you like that?
Yeah. I love it. Yeah, and obviously Dean Martin, Nat King Cole. Like Nat King Cole had like a buttery voice.
Dean Martin, you like that sound? That's what
Andy Williams.
You liked the crooning sound?
Yeah. Yes, especially for the holidays.
Because that's what I'm wondering about.
Yeah, the answer is yes.
Bing is your number one.
That album in particular, yeah.
Well, let me tell you what I've been thinking about. And there's an old saying, I think, that Mark Twain said about how it takes a long time to produce a short radio program.
Mark Twain said that?
But it doesn't take very long to produce a long one. Or what did he say about
I'm pretty sure that's exactly
computer radio
programs.
He did have some very insightful quotes about computer radio programs.
This is Mark Twain?
Yeah, Mark Twain.
Samuel Clemens?
Yeah, Mark Twain once said, I didn't have time to produce a short computer radio program, so I produced a long one instead. That's a little bit what I'm worried about this week for this 11th episode of the Differentiated Business Podcast. I've given it some thought, but I haven't given it the amount of thought that I normally do. I asked you about crooners.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is just one radio program producer's opinion. But crooning sometimes is like extra coding for me.
Yeah.
And sometimes I feel like it's not very authentic. So in violin, my son takes violin. And right now he's playing the waltz.
Mm-hmm.
In the Suzuki Book 2.
Okay.
And the waltz has a couple of grace notes. Now, when you're playing drums, are there pieces where there's a couple of grace notes? You can add a flourish or two if you choose.
Yeah. You most often you'll see it in like a flam passage. Flams.
Yeah. Okay. What now?
A flam.
Yeah. So you're playing some grace notes on the flam. You're flamming out.
You're flamming out.
And you're always playing the grace notes? You?
Me?
Yeah.
For it to be a flam, you have to play the grace notes.
You love a good flam.
I love a good flam.
Yeah. But they're not always necessary.
They're not necessary.
In fact, sometimes they're maybe a little distracting, let's be honest.
You can have too many flams.
You can have way too many flams.
Yep.
That's what I've been thinking about. I've been thinking about excessive flamming.
So you're just saying, regardless of category here, whether it's crooning, whether it's violin passages, whether it's a drum passage, there can just be too much flamboyance.
Too much flamboyance. You're slamming the flam. That's what I would say. If you and I were in a band, you know,
Flam Slam. That's the name of the band.
Yeah, you're flamming way too much slam, baby. That's what I would say to you. You are slamming way too much flam, baby.
Like Flammy Davis Jr. I want to say things like
that. You'd get that, though. I'd say, hey, man, turn the volume down on that flam. You're slamming way too much flam.
Ratchet it down, Flammy Davis. Come on.
Slice up the ham, baby. You're slamming way too much flam.
Make me a flam and cheese sandwich.
This isn't a ham sandwich, baby. We're making music. Turn the volume down on that flam, baby. Slam it, man. Hey, man, turn down the flam.
I think I understand what
you're saying.
You're
playing the drums with a couple of hams, man. Turn the volume down on that flam.
Couple of hams?
Baby, you're playing a drum solo, not making a ham sandwich. Stop slamming the flam.
That's what you would say.
Yes, and you would know what I would mean.
Well, now I would.
You'd know what I meant, yeah. Baby.
Just, yeah. Sometimes it's good to just have a simple passage.
Let's talk added value. Let's talk added value.
Added value?
Yes.
Why?
Let's talk added value. Okay. We're in business. We're a couple of business guys. What,
well, let's immediately when you said added value.
Let's talk it.
It takes me back to our radio days. Commercial radio days. We're out selling.
A little added value, baby.
We'd put together a schedule of spots, but then we'd throw in some added value, like some weather sponsorships.
Yes.
And our Top Gun game that we would do every morning, they could sponsor that.
Yeah.
We'd throw in a few, or maybe some live reads on Tuesday night.
You're throwing in a little added value, a little
extra. A little something extra.
A little extra flam.
A flourish.
Yeah. We're 10 episodes in of
11,
this computer.
Right? I thought it was 11.
This is the 11th.
Yeah.
Of our computer radio program, the hit new computer radio program, the Differentiated Business Podcast. Have we delivered on our vision? What is the vision of the radio program, by the way? To talk about different things?
Yeah. I think it's to
talk about what it's like to do differentiated business.
Yes.
So we've delivered so far.
I think we're getting there.
Where's the added value?
That's what I want to know. I'm asking. You know, here's one thing that we've done along the way that I do think is added value. We have delivered not only vocally a lot of incredibly insightful pieces of information, but we've also made animal noises.
Yeah.
I would consider the animal noises, like the owl calls, those were added value. We didn't have to do that. We threw those in. There's some added value in here.
Well, and now is where it gets a little bit more. Here comes the twist. My question to you is, added value even necessary? So we're talking about our favorite Christmas crooners, or your favorite Christmas crooners. And they're adding some value to these songs. You know, you've got the Oh Christmas Tree, or you've got Jingle Bells.
Yep.
And Bing is singing Jingle Bells, and then you know what Bing does on his version of Jingle Bells? He's singing the song, but then he goes, "Oh, we have a lot of fun," and he works in that little that little flourish, that little flam.
I have a lot of fun.
It's so unnecessary, and it's just like here's Bing trying to be full. He's going full Bing. That's what he's doing.
Yeah.
Bing has this buttery. He's got this buttery voice. You know, he's a pretty good singer. Does he need to slam the flam all the time?
I don't...
You know what I'm talking about.
Here's the thing. First off, I've never thought about that one little moment in Jingle Bells.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun.
now that
it's like if
that,
we're having fun...
I will never not be able to think about it.
You don't need to tell me that you're having fun because I can hear it in your voice.
It's a show versus tell
it's
kind of
fun
thing.
It's a fun song.
Your question of do we even need the added value?
Yes. Do you need the added value? Should you worry about the added value? Or is it just extra Bing that is it's just a distraction, man? Was his name like Larry?
Yeah,
and he changed
really,
it to Bing.
And he really missed an opportunity. It should have been Bingle Bells.
Yep. Yeah. Well, that would be a very cool. That'd be a nice.
He should have done that.
We could do a tour. We could do like a touring show called Bingle Bells, and we just sing Bing Crosby favorites.
Bing-a-ling-a-ling. Something like
this. This is good. See, this is why Mark Twain.
He knew. He was prophetic. No, I want to circle back to something. So we've talked about fresh produce and our mystic truths. And one of them is a whole lot of love.
Yeah.
So my question to you, that's different though, right? That's not added value, like showing a client a whole lot of love. Like,
no, that is the value, baby.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the real value.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the authentic truth, baby. The differentiated business delivers the most essential value so brilliantly that extra flourish isn't necessary or even appropriate. Do you agree or disagree on that?
I agree.
You agree with that. We've come to an agreement today.
An accord.
And it, all because we've been listening to this crooning Christmas music, and it's just been making me think.
Bing was binging.
And we just reflected on it, and I think we uncovered a truth. So in the last two episodes of the Differentiated Business Podcast with Michael J. Hart the Fourth and Theodore J. Heron the First, we made a new rule. In episode 10, we made a rule about emails, that if you've written a 2 to 3 sentence email, it would be inappropriate to include a 4 or 5 polysyllabic word.
You presented that as a potential rule that I did not say yes to. I did not agree there.
The other rule that I think we've just established, or perhaps this is more of an insight. The differentiated business delivers the most essential value so brilliantly that the extra flourish, the extra flam, the extra grace notes aren't necessary or even appropriate.
Have a lot of fun.
If you could go to a concert, you had to decide between Trans-Siberian Orchestra
or Mannheim Steamroller
or the Steamheim Rollerman, who would you?
I'm going to the Trans-Siberian Orchestra.